So on this Advent Sunday, I want to wish you a heartfelt Happy New Year. I wish you a heartfelt Happy New Year because this is the beginning of the liturgical year for us as Catholics. And in a particular way, I invite you to a heartfelt New Year because it is the heart that our readings today are inviting us to consider. By the heart, I do not mean that muscle that pumps blood throughout the body. I mean the spiritual center of our being, also known as the soul. In the Bible, the heart is referred to over 1,000 times. And in the Catechism of the Roman Catholic Church, it says the following about the heart. The heart is the dwelling place where I live. According to its Jewish and biblical root, the heart is the place to which I withdraw. The heart is the hidden center beyond the grasp of our reason and the grasp of others. It is the place of encounter because, as image of God, we live in relation. It is the place of covenant. So for those of you who are going to be received into the Catholic Church as those to be confirmed or baptized, Jesus has been speaking to your heart in this way. And the beautiful thing about the heart, as the Holy Scripture speaks of it, is that we know what God wants for our heart. St. Paul put it very clearly in today's reading from 1 Thessalonians, which, by the way, was his earliest letter. If you read 1 Thessalonians, there's an enthusiasm, there's an excitement to it, because Paul is a relatively new Christian, and he wants to share what it is to be in Christ. And so in today's reading, he says, "And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another, and for all, just as our love abounds for you." Now listen to this about the heart. "And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before the Lord." That's what God wants for our heart, for that place of deepest intimacy, that place of covenant. He wants us to abound in love. He wants us to be blameless before our God. Now, just as our physical heart needs exercise and diet and those things in order to kind of keep it healthy, the same thing is true with our spiritual heart. St. Paul says that we are to exercise our heart in love. To exercise our heart in love. I love that idea. And we'll come back to that in a minute as to how we exercise the heart. Now, if St. Paul speaks to us about God's desire for our heart, that we abound in love and we have this deepening intimacy with the Lord, well, the one who is God in today's gospel challenges us and says, be on your guard, that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I'm more familiar with what Jesus says in relation to my heart than I am about that unbounding love. It seems that in a world like this, it is so easy to be weighed down with worry. And that leads some people to drink too much, to have a heart that Jesus describes as a heart of dissipation. And so he says, be on your guard. And that's what the season of Advent is all about. It's about wake up, watch, be careful. For what happens with our heart has eternal consequences. And so, we need to think of a drunken heart. It's a heart with a hangover. It's a heart that is just so weighed down by the cares and the troubles of this life that rather than being established and strong, it is overwhelmed and droopy. As I was thinking about these two types of heart, an image came to mind. Think of a balloon. If you fill the balloon with helium, the balloon will rise. But if you're not attentive to the helium, what happens over time? Well, it begins to droop and to sag, and it loses its tautness and its vitality. That's because the plastic is heavier than the helium. And so what is required is that that balloon would continue to be filled with the helium in order to be vibrant. So here's the analogy. For us as Christians, we cannot in and of ourselves have the kind of heart that abounds in love. It's absolutely impossible. We do not have it in our nature. In our nature, we're kind of like a plastic balloon. But the helium is grace. The helium are the sacraments of the church. The helium is the love of God that is infused into our lives and into our hearts. And so therefore, the church asks us during this season of Advent to consider our heart, to consider what kind of heart do I have? And maybe this image is one that you can reflect on this week. Is your heart like a droopy balloon? Or is your heart like one that is being filled with the helium of grace and it's tall and erect? The church says that we're going to think more about our heart when we think about the heart of our gospel, which is Jesus Christ. And at this time, we think in anticipation of his first coming when he came in grace. During Advent, we're asked to think about how he comes to each of us in love. But then the church also invites us to consider the second coming when Jesus will come in justice. Grace, love, and justice, they're all ways in which he comes to us. And what he wants to invite us to do in the present is to say, how, Jesus, am I receiving your love, and how am I extending that love to others? And so let me ask you a few questions. Do you know what Paul is talking about when he says to abound in love? Do you know what Paul is talking about when he wants your life to embody love and mercy in how you relate to others? Is your heart increasing in love? Or is yours a heart that is weighed down, and because of this, when others are in your presence, they're kind of weighed down too? How do you relate to people that are difficult to be with? Do you shut them down and shut them out, trying to control them? Or do you seek to treat them mercifully, even if they have hurt you and angered you? How do you respond to the challenges of your everyday life? How do you respond to the events of your everyday life? How seriously do you take an examination of your conscience? When have you last come to the sacrament of reconciliation? These are the questions that Advent invites us to consider. Because you see, you and I have a choice as to whether or not we allow the helium of grace into our hearts. I want to end by telling you a story, a remarkable story, of a young woman who invited Jesus, allowed for his helium into her life. Now, if anyone could have had a weighed down heart, if anyone could have been justified in having a heavy heart, it was Chiara Corbella Petrillo. She and her husband Enrico married in 2008, and during their courtship, the heart of their relationship was very much characterized by dissipation, estrangement, and difficulty. A month after their marriage, Chiara became pregnant with their first child, Maria, who within hours of her birth died. Then Chiara became pregnant with David, and he never developed kidneys in utero, and he died within an hour of his birth. Soon after, Chiara became pregnant with Francesco, and he was a healthy baby. But soon after Francesco was born, Chiara was diagnosed with terminal cancer. She died at the age of 28 in the year 2012. Leaving behind her husband, Enrico, and her young son, Francesco. Francesco. What people said about Chiara was how she radiated the love of Jesus Christ. She abounded in love. The priest who had presided at their wedding had been with them during her illness and at her funeral, said, "I have lived with Enrico and Chiara, and little by little, as I got to know them, I fell in love with them. To see Chiara, who was being consumed by her illness, but in reality was consuming her, was her love for her son and her husband. That's what consumed Chiara," said Father Vito. It brought to mind Jesus, who gave his body for love, who was consumed by love. Chiara was a woman who, though her body was being eaten away by cancer, chose this to be the opportunity to allow for the helium of grace, to so take over her soul that she had a buoyancy, she had a vitality, she had a purpose for living, because she understood what it was to abound in love. May we this Advent, in anticipating the grace of Jesus' first coming at Christmas, and recognizing that he will come again in justice, may you, may I, may this parish of St. Peter's be a community that is abounding in love because we are allowing the one who is love to be in love with us. As this happens, may we truly be able to say a heartfelt and happy New Year.